That's a passage of scripture that every one of us has touched on, and maybe somebody's preached from it, but I don't know if I have ever just settled down and preached what's in this scripture. I've got a cough, and I might get through it, I might not, but I want these boys, Joe and Ron and Eric, if you got anything to add to this scripture, if you got anything to help me out, please do. And I don't care. I've preached back yonder in the time when two or three preachers be on the floor at once, but it was in the same mind and same accord. There was not one rattling over yonder somewhere, somebody else somewhere else, but we was together. And how that I'd like to see that today. But in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. In the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul was still persecuting the church. Saul was still doing all kinds of things. But and I understand in those days there was a lot of things going on, and there was a lot of witchcraft going on in those days. But in the 5th verse, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one consent give heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voices, coming out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were healed, that were lame, were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city knew sorceries and bewitched the people of Samaritan, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all give heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip's preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and wondering, beholding the miracles and the signs which he done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaritan had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them, and that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Laying they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost were given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that on whosoever I lay hands he might receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because that thou hast thought that the gift of God might be purchased with money. thou hast neither part or lot in this matter, for thine heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thoughts of thine heart may be forgiven thee. For I perceive that thou art in the gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. And answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. And they, when they had testified and preached the word of the Lord, returned to Jerusalem, and preaching through the gospel in every village of Samaria. Now we're going to stop reading right there, and I want you to notice today that through the persecution of the church, I how that Philip, I pushed on. The Lord had called for him and anointed him to preach the word. Even though I get off down there and I will be killed, but nevertheless, Lord, if you will help me, I'll do whatever I can do for you. He went on. And in this place, the Bible said, he went down and he began to preach to the people which had given heed to a man that was supposed to be a man of God. This man, giving out himself, was some great one. There was nothing but one thing wrong with that. Listen, God didn't have no part of it.
Right. Amen.
Philip began to preach in the power and that of the Lord. And the Bible said, and whenever they begin to listen to the things which Philip was preaching, they give heed and they to pay attention. The Bible said, as he preached, there was unclean spirits coming out of them, crying with loud voices. And they was all they were was lame was healed.
Yeah.
Now, what you know, how that Simon at this point, he didn't have no problem with that. He saw, I have no doubt, this man has got something better than I've got. I'm just going to be a tag along. I'm going to tag along and see what happens. They have been good to me, but I don't have nothing no further to go. Right. Witchcraft is witchcraft, and it does the same old thing over and over and over. This man, he's preaching this man called Jesus.
Yeah.
And loud voices coming out of them. How they crying. Don't you know? Them that lost, possessed, with the devil. I was getting rid of the devil.
Amen.
They was coming out of them. And they were baptized. Simon, he saw that they were being baptized. He moved in just a little bit closer. As of yet, he ain't saying much. How that you notice? How that he wanted whatever they had.
Yeah.
How he believed also and was baptized. Oh boy, he's joined himself to this crowd now. Mm-hmm. He become a part of these people.
Yeah.
And the Bible said there was great joy in that city. Whenever God moves in a place, in a taking, men and women, cleaning them up from the heart, they are joy. In the place.
Bless you, Lord.
And no wonder there was joy down there. Them people was getting relieved up from the demons that they were possessed with. I'm here to tell you today, if you're lost, you're in the same situation as them people was in. Whenever we come, clean with God, I get rid of the demons that the devil is putting in our heart. I listen, there'll be great joy.
Right.
Yeah. Back yonder in Jerusalem, they hear that Samaritan had received the word of God. They cheered for them. They sent Peter and John down to help them out. Philip, the man of God, Peter and John, come down, where Philip was at, and they prayed for them, and were laying on their hand, and the Holy Ghost was given, left and right, the Holy Ghost, I was being received, right and left, as they lay their hands on them, there were things happening.
Yeah.
Old Simon, I can imagine in my heart what he was a thinking. I listen, he's been baptized. He believes. So therefore, he has arrived. I believe he thought, if I could have this power, I'd be the struttingest duck in the pool.
Right.
I would.
That's right.
If I could have this power, mm-hmm, I'd be the biggest dog on the block.
That's right.
So, hey boys, over here I am. Are you giving it to everybody else? Come over here. What's this man's name? Mr. John, I give me this power. I receive this power. I lay hands on somebody. And I get the credit for it.
Right.
Oh, listen. They won't listen to me. They won't hear me. What am I going to do? I'm a part of this clan. This Jesus bunch. Oh, listen. He couldn't even get them to talk to him.
Right.
Finally, see, come along. I saw Peter, and he said, I will latch on to this dude. I won't let him go. He latched on to the wrong one.
Mm-hmm.
He latched on to Peter, and he said, give me this power, that whosoever I lay hands on, they might receive the Holy Ghost. Boy, Peter looked at him bold. He said, now, money perish with thee.
Yes.
He said, you ain't got part or lot in this matter.
That's right.
Wow. He was joined himself to them. He was baptized. He believed. That his heart was not right.
That's right.
In the sight of God.
Exactly right.
Oh, no. You know what? How did Peter see this in him?
Yeah.
He said, I perceive that you're in a gall of bitterness and in the bonds of iniquity. Even though he was baptized, even though he believed, he hadn't let go of the world and the flesh. His heart was still lost and undone. What are you saying, preacher? There's people today that goes to church. Popping pills. One rag to another. They live like the devil. Whenever they like to come and join themselves to the believers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Preach it, brother. Come on now.
It takes clean hands.
Yes.
And a pure heart.
That's exactly right.
You take clean hands and a pure heart home. I get rid of that junk that you deal with every day. And then come and call on the Lord.
Yes.
And he will hear.
That's exactly right.
Listen, there's a separation This man, he began, to walk, this power, he began to walk, what they had, he couldn't have it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Just because he joined himself to them.
That's right.
Didn't give it to them.
That's right.
Come on.
Just because he baptized, didn't give it to him.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
This man went away lost.
That's right.
Just like me and you do.
Right.
When we don't come clean with God.
That's right.
Yeah, he is.
You come clean to God today and go home still in the gall of bitterness, in the bonds of iniquity, you still lost and doomed for a devil's hell.
Amen.
Yes.
Listen. That's what the book said.
Bless him, Lord.
Peter.
That's our Heavenly Father.
He was in a big way.
Man, Lord.
We can get in a big way whenever there's great joy in the church and everybody in fellowship and everybody shouting the praises of God. We can bring it right in.
Amen.
Listen. But when we walk through them doors, you want to take the devil back home with you?
Come on now.
You might well if you ain't got God in your heart.
That's right.
Salvation is of the heart.
That's right.
We got power. We got power when we got Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus will not dwell in an unclean temple.
That's exactly right.
Oh, preacher, I believe. Old Simon believed.
Yeah.
Preacher, I was baptized. I joined the church. Mm-hmm. Old Simon baptized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. Old Simon had one thing to fall back on. Mm-hmm. I'll just take a little bit of money here and I'll give this dude. You can't purchase salvation with money.
That's right.
Listen. Through prayer. And whenever we reach way down.
Yeah.
He said, I will show you to who you're like. He said, you're like a man that going out and dug deep, laid a foundation, and built a house that the storms cannot take it down.
Mm-hmm.
Preacher, how deep will I have to dig? You'll have to dig below the field.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to dig below the lust of the flesh.
Right.
You'll have to get down where the corruption of the flesh don't work on you.
Right. Come on, brother.
You have to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Come clean.
Right.
And that before God.
Bless him, Lord.
I'm here to tell you, our ship is singing.
Yeah.
We got one chance to get on board. And that's the day.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
Bless him.
But preacher, you don't know what I put up with. Well, I'm glad I don't. Because I know how to put up with a devil.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Day after day after day. Listen, there's joy in the heart where there's salvation.
Yes.
There's not no bickering, no bitterness. Gall of bitterness.
Come on now.
You know what? I believe that a real Christian can tell the difference when a man or woman, boy or girl, I break out of their seat and come out to an old-fashioned altar and pray and that the Lord save their soul. When they arise, they will know just a few words if they're still in the gall of bitterness.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. You won't take that and salvation back home with you.
That's right.
Come back to your house.
Bless you, Lord.
Listen. And if you're in the bonds of iniquity, if you're caught in bondage of sin, Jesus can break them bonds.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
And he can set us free.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you, out of all of these years I read, what I just read to you, I just recently seen all this stuff. How that is playing out. You see, I've been preaching for a long time. I don't have no problem with these boys coming to preaching. I don't have no problem with these boys helping me.
Bless them.
Just like Philip went down there and risked his life to preach to them people, to take them salvation.
Right.
They accepted it and received salvation.
Right.
And when they hear that Jerusalem had, Samaria had received the word of God, and Philip down off dinner there, by himself, what a good time. I listened for Simon, I said, hey, Saul of Tarsus, hey, over here. Come over here. Oh, the horse Saul of Tarsus said he was around there a little while ago. He gone. He wasn't no comparison for Peter at this time, because he was of the devil.
Yeah.
Peter was of God. Listen, when we travel this world, whatever comes, whatever goes, if you've got God on your side, you've got it all.
Yeah.
You've got a ticket home.
Amen.
All right. Listen. I'm talking about how we need the real joy. How we need to pray God. I clean this old body up. That I can now joy.
Amen.
Unspeakable.
Amen.
And glory, glory.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And I want to take it home with me.
God. Yes. Amen.
Listen. There's people all over the world on dope and drugs. Drinking alcohol, whatever comes along, they soak themselves in it. And then say, I'm a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on now.
Your heart is not right inside God. You're in the wrong boat. Listen, salvation is a soul, is of the heart, for the saving of the soul, and nothing short of that is going to get into the port of glory.
Mm.
So I don't care how much you call yourself a Christian, a saint, or whatever it is you want to call yourself. Simon, he gave out himself with some great one, lesser than a goose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you talk about strutting. He strutted just to think, if I had this power.
Yeah.
You know what I think about when I, if I can have this power of God, it'll get me into the force of glory.
Right.
Praise the Lamb of God. Nothing great that I can do in this world. But it's like we said, we've been bought with Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin.
Yeah.
You can pop your bubble gobble. You can do whatever you want to and die and go to hell.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Listen, people go to the altar, come up with dry eyes, just joking around. Mm-hmm. That man or woman, they've been somewhere with the devil, not with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Upon the authority of God's word. And I'm going to give away to one of these boys and say, after this scripture, they know it inside out. If they don't, they ought to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would just like to know if they seen anything in it.
Well, I saw somebody. That message was for me.
Bless you, Lord.
I saw myself what Simon was going through. When you talked about the gall of bitterness, I was reading ahead of you. I said, Lord, if I got anything, you've got to show it to me. But when I hit on that, and you hit on it, I started looking this up, and I found it.
The Bible
says in Hebrews 12, it says, follow all peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Yeah.
Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. That there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. Yes. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Amen.
You know, yesterday I had an experience of that gall of bitterness. I didn't recognize it for what it was. I just told my wife, I said, I don't understand this feeling. I don't know why I'm feeling this way. I know it's wrong, but I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah.
And you know that message is what I need.
Blessing.
You told me a while ago, sitting there, if I had anything to share or anything to do, while you're in the message, to do it. And I couldn't hold any longer. I had to go to the altar because I knew it's what it was.
Amen.
And I didn't want my birthright to be stolen. You know,
right.
God had something else for that other person.
Right. Right. Amen.
And I shouldn't have coveted that. I shouldn't have had a bitterness toward it.
Yeah.
Because God got something for me too.
Amen. Right.
Amen. You know, I don't want my birthright stolen because of that bitterness.
Yeah.
And I read a little further. It was talking about how God's word shook the earth.
Yeah.
And he shook the things that were not seen, that the things that were seen would remain.
Yeah.
And I'd rather God just shake loose all this old foundation that's not righteous and it's not stable, so that which is stable will remain.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. That bitterness is a terrible thing because it will squelch and hinder what God has to do. But I thank God for revealing that for me. I appreciate that message because I needed that. That's exactly what I needed.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. You're one of your boys.
The only thing what really popped out on me is when talking about that man, he got baptized and all this stuff, and he said, "Can I purchase that power that you have? Can I purchase that power?" You know, when Peter looked at him and said, "Your money will perish with you," well, that kind of shows me that you can be saved, you can do all, you can word plainly states that we can cast out devils and everything else. We can tell Jesus on judgment that's what we've done, and he's still going to look at us as long as our heart is not completely right with him. He's going to look at us and say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." And that just really gets me because there's a lot of this around me. I mess up all the time. I really do. And I repent of it all the time because I tell you what, I'm like brother out there. I don't want my salvation stolen. I don't want the devil to come in and steal my salvation. Because I don't want Jesus to come and look at me on that judgment day and say, "Depart from me, I never knew you."
Amen.
I've been saved for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm on my way to heaven, but I can lose my salvation.
Yeah, amen.
I can lose it because that scripture right there, when you read that right there, it really stood out to me. That man was baptized. That man, he really thought that he had it right there. All he had to do was purchase that power from him to give the Holy Ghost to people. That way he can go to win on that judgment day. Look what I've done.
Amen.
Hey, it ain't look what you've done. It's look what Jesus done on that day, brother.
Amen.
That day that Jesus stood and went like this right here,
Amen.
This is how much he loved us. He hung on that cross and died for our sins.
Amen.
Died for me.
Yeah.
Me.
Amen.
A stinky sinner.
Yeah.
He died for me. And I want to thank him for holding them arms up like that right there for me. I want to praise his holy name.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.